Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is, and the Lord's return is soon, imminent. And the Holy Spirit is at work. He's moving mightily by His Spirit among those that yield to Him. I'm reminded of a scripture in Romans 8. Paul said, "They that are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God." No doubt. People approach the Lord all kind of ways. Some are more receptive than others. Some have more dedication than others. But the broadcast I did yesterday, that the Lord had me do yesterday, was called Ready Living. The five wise virgins, they were always ready. Whenever the Lord, the bridegroom came, they were ready. They were ready. Now, when Jesus returns, people that love God, that are sincere, will be caught being ready. There's a proverb that says it's a blessing when the boss comes. I'm not quoting it. And they find their servant or their employee working. You know, when I used to work at a food job, sometimes I would be especially after I got saved, I would be working as unto God. My mother taught me that. And I read a scripture. So whenever I read a scripture, it made me really want to do it. I felt like I had a purpose. Not just a job, but it was I felt like I was doing something that was worthwhile. And when we would get caught up, we clean up the stock room and crush cardboard and make bales. And I would be back there just working and thinking about the Lord and working. And I'd turn around and Richard Long would be standing there smiling. He caught me. In fact, the Lord used him because I greatly respected him. And I respected all my bosses. But that made me feel good when the boss was smiling. He was just smiling, you know. And when the Lord called me, when he wanted me to work in the office, which I didn't know what he was talking about back in 88 or 89 when he did this, but he used Richard Long in that dream. And he was the boss in the early 80s at Food Giant. And some people didn't like him, but I liked him. I mean, I respected him. And he wants you to do your job, but he was fair. I mean, but I really liked him as a boy. I respected him too. But he would be standing there smiling. And he's the one the Lord used in that dream when the Lord said, after lunch, I want you to work in the office. And after lunch in the dream, I forgot what he said. I went back out there on the yard. And Steve and Elder Lewis was out. We all had the same job. Then he said, "Thurston, I thought I told you to, I want you to work in the office." I said, "I forgot." He said, "Morning, be in the office." I said, "Okay." Well, the Lord wanted me to work in this office. I didn't know that he was calling me to be an apostle. But in 1988, I vowed that I would obey him. So whatever God told me to do something, I obeyed him. And the story. If you listen to these broadcasts often, if you've been listening, you know you heard all this before. But nevertheless, many people live ready. That's the point. The five wise virgins, they're always ready. If something happens that they don't like, they stay ready. They ask the Lord for help. Now, the foolish virgins are not like them. They do whatever. You know, they take the things of God lightly. They handle holy things haphazardly. Salvation is holy, folks. Living in the will of God is not something to compromise with. Now, I know there's a lot of salvation by work doctrines and condemnation doctrines. I'm not talking about that. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about sincerity. See, God can work with sincere people. They're trying to obey. They're not trying to find what the loophole. You know, sometimes people are looking for a loophole. They love God, but they also love things of the world. And then it becomes a problem to them. They don't know who they are in Christ. They forgot who Jesus is. They forgot they needed a Savior, according to what 2 Peter chapter 1 talked about. They forgot. Fooling around with the world. The five foolish virgins always get caught off guard because they're not sincere. And they go back to the world like Demas. Now, some people, they know the Lord's coming and they want to be ready when he comes. I want to be ready when he comes. But that's really not what I'm talking about. Ready living is not really, the way people may take it is not, that's not a complete reason for that broadcast yesterday. When the Lord returned, sincere people that just love God, they will be ready because that's the way they live. Actually, ready living is more than just being ready to be raptured. It's more than just being rapture ready. They're living on ready. And now, there was a song that we used to sing in church, Waiting on You. Waiting on You. And Pastor McCann explained it this way. Now, this was the father, Pastor Jim McCann III. His son, McGann IV, is the pastor now. But when he was pastor, he years ago, we used to sing that song, Waiting on You. He explained it. He said, waiting on the Lord does not mean sitting back twiddling your thumbs, waiting on him to do something that he said he would do. It's actually serving while you wait. It's actually a continual life of serving. It's just like the waiters and waitresses at a restaurant. They're waiting on you. All right. When you live ready, you're obeying Jesus. You're going about doing good, looking for somebody you can be a blessing to, looking for, praying for opportunities to speak the word to somebody. I was at work one day, and sometimes people will come, they want counsel, and they knew I was a minister, and they would come and ask me questions. And many people look very troubled at work. You know, you could see it in their accounts. Now they did have a rule that you can't go and preach the gospel to everybody, you know. Sometimes people are obnoxious. That's why they had to make a rule. But the devil don't want people preaching the gospel. But you can always preach the gospel because the first witness is the way you live. Now, years ago, when Cunningham was there, they had a morning prayer. And the bosses allowed them to pray in the morning before they leave. And they want, but it was anybody that wanted to. And they did it. And they prayed every morning. Thank God for that. Cunningham's a blessing. Jeff Cunningham, he's a blessing. And he meant business. That's one preacher I know that mean business. He didn't want to be a preacher at first, but when he broke his neck, he submitted to the Lord, and he's been on fire ever since. And that man could cut a tree like nobody I ever seen. He could walk up the tree with a rope. He knew how to tie. It was just amazing to watch him do that. But nevertheless, waiting on the Lord, looking for opportunities. One day at work, I saw a lot of people look forlorn, frustrated, look like they had a hard time. We take for granted when we have a good church home that, you know, when we have troubles, struggles, and the pressures of this life get to us, we go hear the word, and then the word gives us what we need, and we can make adjustments and eventually live better. And so we become an extension of every message if we're willing. So I said, Lord, there's no reason for us to be like ships in the night. If there's anybody I can be a blessing to, open a door for me to talk to them. I asked the Lord to do that. Sometimes people don't know you and they're not going to open up to you. They know you and you've been around them a while, God can open the door. I'm not talking about where you just go up and start witnessing to people. That's necessary too. But I'm talking about something much greater than that. When God opened a door for you to minister to people. And that happens when people see your lifestyle. Living ready. When it kind of saddens me to have all this revelation about following God, knowing God, and honoring the Lord, seeking the Lord. The things I learned are beautiful. And then somebody that works right in another department or not far away, they're struggling in life. And I know the answers of life, and I'm not giving it to them. And so, you know, the Lord, I look to the Lord about how to minister to people appropriately. That's why I started saying, you see, if you live in His strength, you can do things you normally couldn't do. The Lord can guide you to be, He can help you become appropriate. If your ways are lacking, He can give you revelation that will help you come out of your shell, so to speak. And you can pray for situations, people that God know will hear you. He can set the stage for you to minister to them. Now, when you go up and minister to some, they take it all kind of ways. If it's a woman, they might think you're after them. If it's a man, they might think that you're trying to get their money. Or, you know, people think, wow. If the first thought of people, whatever they do, they think you're like they are. That's the first thing. Now, Paul was warning Titus about this. Now, this is not something that's easy to learn. I said that before. This, Paul told Titus that to the pure, everybody's pure. But to those that are defiled and unbelieving, nobody's pure. Nothing's pure. So, some people, and I know this, people come from a home where nobody was nice. And they've been hurt by so many people, even preachers. They don't trust anybody. If anybody try to help them, they'll look at you like, what do you want? They've been hurt. So I, instead of doing things in my strength, I learn to do things in His strength. And I pray for it. I pray for situations. Every day the Lord gives us golden opportunities. So before I retired, I asked the Lord to help me be appropriate, help me not, if somebody's about to commit suicide or something and I can help them, I want to help them. If somebody's down, I want to help them if I can help them. If I can say anything, that'll be a blessing. So as I did these things, as I interacted with people, and, you know, I fixed cars too. Sometimes they needed something, you know, they might need something on their car looked at on lunchtime or something. And I would try to help people out if I could help them. And it wasn't always about money. Now, I let people pay me, but if they needed some help, I would help them. Sometimes I didn't want it. I didn't feel like doing it. But I would do it anyway if I knew it needed me to. So that's a golden opportunity. You help somebody when they need you. They don't forget that. And you minister life to people. They don't forget that. It's not about, in business, God taught me to be business. But in life, I try to help people. And some people, they can pay you, and they know they can pay you. So you're doing work, you need to be paid. But if people need your help and your kindness, if I give them good advice about cars, I would take time and do that. If I couldn't get to the car, fix the car, I would give them advice on how to save money or how to make sure they fix the right thing. Nevertheless, the point is this: living ready. Being alert to the Holy Spirit. And so what the Lord is doing is He's helping people see what they don't ordinarily see through His people who follow Him and love Him. Now, the Lord told me way back in like 1994, 1995, He said it's better for the preachers of that day to follow Him. But if they don't, He was going to raise up a new generation of people who will. So that's you. If you listen to these broadcasts, the Lord has raised you up to be a blessing to others. Now remember, that was preachers, that were people in the field all along. But then there's a bunch that he raised up for the last hour. And I had a dream about these type of preachers too. Now I used my first business, I didn't use a shop. I wanted most of the proceeds to stay in my own pocket. So I would work out of my truck. And I would do some works at my house. And I'm talking about in the '80s. I still work in my house sometimes, but I'm talking about in the '80s. I had a nice garage on a big square flat yard. And I didn't have 100 cars out there, but I would fix it. Sometimes I'd work at home. Most of the time I worked off on site somewhere. I had my truck situated so I could have an air compressor and everything I needed. And I could work on site. So anyway, in those days, as I would work at people's houses, you know, I would have a chance to minister to people sometimes. And but I learned a lot. I learned a lot. I learned the needs of the people. And so when I would, my point is this, living ready, it enables us to do what we normally couldn't do. And but as I, in those days, those early days, when I worked for myself, I could work at home sometimes, and it would, you know, I would learn a lot while I was listening to the radio, and then when I see the needs of the people, and I'm learning from these wonderful men of God, and also from the Lord, I wanted to make a difference. But the Lord, in like the early 90s, the Lord said that he was going to raise up people that shared his heart. Now, people have been obeying God all along, but this is a day where God has raised up people that will yield to him and do what's in his heart. And they're like the people who came on the last hour, and they're going to help reap the harvest. So, when people see you going about doing good, it gives them a comparison. Sometimes in those early days, I used to desire for people. Now, I was kind of quiet in those days. I didn't talk much. I didn't know how to break the ice with people and just tell them things. And I didn't always know how to start a conversation about the Lord. Sometimes I could. If a person was hungry or the Lord opened the door, I could talk. And I used to want that to happen often, but some people just didn't have it in them to know God. So you run into a lot of people that way too. But then you always run into somebody that's really hungry and somebody you can be a blessing to. And if I would take time with people if I could, when that was the case. But when the Lord taught me about following him, I learned that we could be refined and we could come to a point where he can, he'll purge us so we can bear more fruit. In other words, he'll train us. He'll show us the people's needs and how to be wise in our way. Not cold religious wise, but biblically wise, appropriately wise. And so the Lord, a lot of people that they take God serious, they went through a lot of pain and they sought the Lord. They got some understanding. Then God has raised up preachers that preach better. And they teach things in a more wise manner. And then there are those that preach whatever. They preach dangerous doctrines. But the people that didn't go astray, God always has a remnant. And so there's always a remnant that just won't compromise. They won't bow to their knee to Baal. They won't go after the things of the world. They live ready. They live on ready. That's what I'm talking about. So with the people that live on ready as a way of life, they're not trying to find loopholes, of course. But They're diligent about the things of God. And but the Lord told me today that he was going to use them to help people see what they don't ordinarily see. Because if people don't have something to wake them up and show them the way to go, they're going to fall off the cliff. And how can Paul said, how can they heal without a preacher? So these broadcasts, they help people know what to watch out for, because there's a war going on. Satan wants to stop people's progress. He wants people to be like him. And he wants others to be dumb. He wants people to be spiritually foolish, spiritually darkened. He don't want people to know the Holy Spirit and what they're capable of. He don't want people to find out about the great, vast victory that Jesus actually gave us all. Now, in John chapter 4, he said, as he is, so are we in this world. Satan, that's Satan's nightmare. He don't want people to know who they are in Christ. He don't want people to know that he's been defeated by Christ. So when you speak the name of Jesus by faith, he's got to shut up. If you tell Satan, you can't speak in Jesus' name, he can't speak. If people tell Satan that, I would love to see this. I know that the Antichrist has a purpose, and he's going to cause people to take sides, and people that are wayward. He's going to attract everything that's lukewarm, and people that will compromise. He's going to attract. He has a purpose, but I would love for the gospel to spread so much that it eats up his time to work. And also, I would love to see more people get saved sincerely, and just basically run them out of business. But the Lord in his wisdom does things the right way. So what God sees, I respect the most. Because with my mind, you know, that I would just rejoice if everybody in the world got saved and he's standing up there with his false prophet looking stupid. But that won't happen. Because Daniel said the wicked will do wickedly and they won't understand. So the people that leave the gospel, leave salvation for the world, you know, the falling away has to happen. It's happened. And also, the Lord, the five foolish virgins, it's not like one generation has the five wise virgins and the five foolish virgins. This is for every generation. There are always five wise and five foolish. The dead in Christ will rise first, okay? The dead in Christ, they are the wise. They're like the five wise virgins. And then the quick, the people that's alive and remain, they're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Whether they're quick or the dead in Christ that rise first, they're all those that are raptured will be the five wise. When the bridegroom comes, they're going to go meet him. But the foolish are not going to be ready, and they're not going to meet him. And then the Antichrist is going to destroy them. And the world system is going to hate the wayward church, the whore. So, all of these things it's going to play itself out. But I love what the Lord told me today. They that live according to it, live ready, live on ready. Not just so that they'll get out of jail free card, but they love God and they do the works of God as a way of life. They're going to bring a lot of people with them. That's the point of today's broadcast. They're going to cause people to see who the Lord really is. And their ministry and their works will never be forgotten. Whole families will be saved in these days. And that can be rare that a whole family is saved. Now, that's what I love, when a whole family is saved. And the thought of half of a family being left, or one of the parents taken and the other ones, that bugged me. I want to see all of God's people be raptured as much as possible. And sometimes the parents will be left and the wayward children will be, the parents will be taken and their children may not. Or the children be taken and the parents may not. So I want to see, when people see the light of God's word, it gives them a chance to know who God is. When a preacher preach a message and people receive it and they live that message, it gives other people a chance to see. See, some messages help people not fall. Messages help people become strengthened. Some messages help people with their warfare life, and you do have to fight back. Some messages help you to walk in the anointing. Some help you to receive healing. Some help you to help others be healed. So when you're doing the thing, when you're living ready, you're getting whatever God knows you're going to need. When Bob Yandian came to the church years ago, somebody asked him, "What do we do with all this?" He's a wonderful teacher, a man of God. My goodness. You ought to look him up, Bob Yandian. He does webinars and he's on YouTube. So in fact, the broadcast that I'm talking about, it's on YouTube when he was at Victory Christian Fellowship. It was Bob Yandian some years ago. But he said that a lady asked him, "What do we do with all this knowledge we're learning every Sunday?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "When the Holy Spirit needs it, he'll bring it back up and cause you to remember it." And that gave me a clue to something. When the Lord prepares us for a time, remember something. Jonah had to be raised and trained, called to the ministry of a prophet, and he had to be ready so that he could be utilized by God when it was time for him to send him to the Ninevites. See, the Lord raised you up for other people. Pastor Jackson used to say there are people assigned to your life. So it's not about you just out in the field doing something. God prepares you for people specifically. People that will hear you. Now, they may not hear their first cousin. They may not hear their uncle that happens to be the pastor, but they'll hear you. That's how it works. I don't know, there are people that will relate to you when nobody else they'll relate to. And God has people that way. Sometimes it's somebody their own age. Sometimes it's a man. Sometimes it's a woman. Sometimes it's a teenage girl. Sometimes it's a teenage boy. A young man, an old man, a kid. God raised people up in time to minister to others that will be receptive. So living ready it enables you to do so many things and be appropriate. Sometimes you'll go through a phase of learning and you'll get the elements you need. And then when you're ready and when God needs you to, when he wants to deploy you, you're deployable. You won't feel like you're deployable, but you are. And he'll set the thing up and something will happen and you'll get to speak somewhere or you'll meet the people that will hear you. That's why it's good to be good to all people. Be kind to all men. Now that became my motto. That became something that I would not let go. I made it my business to be kind to all men. You know, just remember, the Lord has so much to say, and those that hear him out, he can use you like a tool in his hand. And exponential blessings will happen for God to reap. When you talk about the Lord reaping the lost people that he loved, I was telling you about that dream. I forgot. I'm getting back to it. I used to fix cars in those days at people's houses. And sometimes it would get dark. And I would try to finish before it got dark. So the Lord gave me this dream that I was trying to put like an engine and a transmission in a car. And it was a bad neighborhood. So I used to work in some terrible neighborhoods sometimes. And I know that angels were with me because I never got bothered. But I was working on trying to get this car done before sundown. And I wanted to finish it. And three guys had just got off work. They worked for the county, you know, in Dream. They worked for the county, but they were not mechanics. And then one of them said to the other two, "Hey, he's not going to make it. It's going to get dark." Because they knew the neighborhood was bad. So all three of them became mechanics all at once. And they helped me. And they wasn't like, they were like skilled mechanics. They worked, they didn't get in each other's way. And they helped me finish just in time before the sun went down. And I said, I woke up, I said, "Lord, what's that about?" He said, "In the last days, many people are going to become preachers." So God is going to make the difference. That's the point of all this. He's going to make the difference in the lives of those who yield to him. Consider these things. Live ready and be aware of what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life and wants to do in your life. Learn to yield and give him freedom. Give him free course in your life, because it's going to make the difference. And remember, somebody may do that for people you care about that won't listen to you. They'll listen to them. So pray that God will send the laborers in the field, because that's going on right now. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord. Stay in victory. Stay covenant appropriate. Live in the joy of the Lord.